Welcome to another edition of Minding Our Manners. You know, good sense and good manners go together. Good manners will always make you welcome, for they'll put people at ease, allowing others to see your goodwill toward them. It is the gentleman's way of doing things. In fact, it's the Christian way of doing things. Listen, you don't need the kick of a donkey and you don't need the growl of a dog to get people's attention. But one thing you can do, even if you're broke, you can be civil with people. You can be kind. It's not going to cost you anything. Good manners and Christian living are often viewed today as being stuffy and old-fashioned and uncool. But you know what's in today? Rudeness, vulgarity, sloppiness. Those things are considered to be up-to-date and normal, and that's the way that people ought to act toward one another. At least that's what people want you to think. Oh, your grandfather might remember an old razor commercial that said, we need to look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Now, that's a pretty good principle, my friends, but it's ridiculed today. Cool or uncool, listen, set those things aside. The real question is this: do good manners and God's way fit together? Think about what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 17. Now here is God telling Peter to tell us that we ought to honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now my friends, let me ask you this question. Does that sound like crassness and rudeness? Does that sound like vulgarity to you? Oh, no. You see, that sounds like proper respect and that good manners are important. But how do we apply these things? You know, in John chapter 7, in verse number 44, Jesus rebukes a Pharisee by the name of Simon because he did not deliver proper manners to him. You see, it was the custom of the day that when somebody came into your house, that hospitality demanded that you pay certain kinds of attention to them. And Jesus says, John 7 in verse number 44 beginning, "And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment." And Jesus goes on to say in verse number 47, "Wherefore I say unto thee that her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." And so he turned to this woman, and he said, "Thy sins are forgiven." You see, Jesus connects the dots for us in the fact that minding our manners and Christianity go hand in hand. So from me to you, let me encourage all of us to mind our manners.